We're back, joined now by actor Brian Stanton, who is starring in the ICT's forthcoming British farce production of Tom, Dick, and Harry. And who do you play, sir?
I play Tom.
Tom.
Yes, yes. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a British farce, and we love British farce. Tell us a little bit of how this play goes down.
Well, written by the genius Ray Cooney, who I think is one of, if not the best British farce writers out there today. And the play is absolutely bonkers. It's filled with pure madness, and the audience won't be able to breathe until it's all wrapped up in the end at the curtain call.
Well, we had the pleasure of having Ray Cooney on our show.
Correct.
When he was in town to both direct and play a role in his own wonderful British farce, Caught in the Net.
Caught in the Net, yes.
And regular ICT theatergoers were able to see you marvelously in Charlie's Aunt.
In a dress.
And that was without your British accent. Can you lose the British accent and just speak as if you were an American? Which you are.
Let me try. Yes, of course.
Yes.
It amazes me the gift that actors have to do accents, and you have to listen and hear and assimilate.
Yes, yeah. I listen to tapes, and we actually have a British actor in our play, yeah, who we can refer to.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a lot of listening and experimenting with the language and sounds.
And were you to be in an Irish show, you would not have a problem?
Irish? I've done some Irish too, Art. And, you know, I need a little wake-me-up. Do you have any Guinness around? You know what we say in Ireland, Art? You're not done drinking till you're puking off the side of the world.
Truth is only a guest from Ireland can explain it. Well, it's remarkable, and I look forward to seeing you in the show, and there are a lot of slamming doors. And tell us a little bit about the plot line of Tom,
Absolutely.
Dick, and Harry.
Tom and his wife Linda are really looking to adopt a child, and in 1 hour the head adoption lady is coming to finalize the deal, so they have one more test to pass. Well, Tom's younger brother Dick shows up with smuggled cigarettes and brandy and two illegal...
Oh, they're trying to make a good impression on this
right,
state
absolutely,
expert.
Absolutely. Like, nothing can go wrong, right? And smuggled cigarettes and brandy, two illegal immigrants, and dead body parts show up, so...
Not the ideal home for the adoption.
Right, right. So it's Tom trying to keep all this together, all this madness together, and...
I try to put myself in the mind of Ray Cooney, who invents this madness, and it would be fascinating to spend a day in his mind.
Unbelievable. You know, I was reading something, and he does all these readings for his friends to see what's funny and what works and what doesn't work, but ultimately the audience just loves what he comes up with, and it's pure madness.
Yeah, yeah. And The Caught in the Net, where it's, and then it was updated recently. I guess the original show was not Caught in the Net, but it was a similar show, and then he rewrote it for the Net generation.
Right.
But it was a wonderful show, and now you have a broad range of work. You do Shakespeare, Merchant of Venice, Taming of the Shrew.
Mm-hmm.
Any preference as to what you do?
Whoever hires me. That's whoever hires me. No, I have classical training, and I've done the deep, dark, crazy stuff, and I've done the crazy comedy work as well.
And I want you to know our guest is not only a fine actor with dialects, but he also does fire eating and spitting, juggling, and stage combat. Is that like swords?
Yes, yes. It actually comes in real handy for Shakespeare shows.
Yes, yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. Dueling. What would you like to say to our Long Beach viewers and our viewers in the 35 cities about this show and about ICT, International City Theatre?
Well, really, this is a show that tells you to enjoy life, and sometimes we try to control a little too much in our lives. So if you want to sit back and laugh at your life and laugh at us, please come. It will be a wonderful, joyous night.
And humor plays a special role in keeping us sane, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It lets our guard down.
Yeah.
You know, and any time you can make someone laugh, suddenly you're chums, you know, you're pals.
And good comedy comes from truth.
Truth, absolutely. You know, we just spent 3 days at the table, and for a farce,
What do you mean at the table?
Well, we do table work. And
what
for a farce, it's so physical, you think we need to be on our feet.
But
we study the script, and we get down to the truth and heart of the script about adoption, about getting a baby. It's a true, heartful
story. And so you talk
story.
It through, and
yes.
people... And are you free to change the script a bit?
Yes, actually. Ray Cooney actually said that we can modernize, or we can make things that American audience would understand if the British slang is a little too harsh. But if you get to the truth of the script and you stick to that and the stakes are there, then that's what the comedy arises out of.
And I know everyone is raving about the cast. The director said, this is the first show where we found the perfect actors right off the bat.
I tell you, we have a great team, and our director is phenomenal himself, Todd Nielsen. But we have a great team, and you need that team in a farce because it's just line after line, and the tempo and the rhythm, and you depend on each other. 99% of acting is reacting, and if you have the talent around you, you've got
quite a package. And as one of our prior guests said about comedy, the key is timing.
Yes.
So it all has to work. Everything has to work at the right moment, or you lose that momentum and cohesiveness. Well,
absolutely.
It must be fascinating. Someday I'd like to watch rehearsal and see the show emerge from the dry reading to the walkthrough and everything else. But I look forward to seeing you guys opening night. And
thank
if you.
You
want a night of entertainment, and God knows with all the news we need a little bit of relief, you couldn't do better than visit ICT's Tom, Dick, and Harry opening October 19th and playing weekends through November 18th. So we'll be back with the rest of Straight Talk after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store, plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years, for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
Well, what a wonderful show, going from a very serious disease, MPS, with a wonderful fundraiser, and then University by the Sea, which I think is a sensational idea, and winding up with our friend Brian Stan here, who is a master of all dialects, and it must be a high when you're on the stage and the show is rolling.
Oh, it is. It is. You just go with it. It's like you're on a roller coaster.
Yeah. And the audience, as I've learned, is an important ingredient.
Very much.
In making a show work. Without an audience, it's just a rehearsal. It's not a show.
Absolutely.
It's not a performance.
No, the audience is a big character in theater. Every night is completely different because of that audience.
And is there slight adjustments in the performance based on the reaction or non-reaction?
Sure. Yeah, there are slight differences every single night.
But you still have to go with the show.
Oh, you have to. Yeah, the story is still there. The plot is still there.
And if for some reason an audience isn't getting it, so be it, but you can't change it too much.
No.
So be true to the core.
Play the truth, don't play to the audience.
Play the truth, don't play to the audience. Good words of wisdom to end our show. Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much for joining us. Be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.